You've reached the right place. A destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul. A mixed stew of soul music.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to Soul Music at its best. A bowl of soul. A mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
A mixed stew of soul music, and we are celebrating in March Women's History Month, and I just wanted to hit you up with something classic from what they call the start of the girl group sound, and it was with this group from the Bronx, New York, the Chantels, doing Maybe, and this song was first recorded on October 16th, 1957, and as you know, it was done in a doo-wop style with Richard Barrett, who was one of the co-writers of this song, playing on the piano. And this song catapulted the Chantels onto the Billboard Hot 100 at number 15 and number 2 on the Billboard R&B chart. And they say this subsequently described as arguably the first true glimmering of the girl group sound, of which you see all of the groups evolved from, like the Shirelles, the Supremes, TLC, you know, Destiny's Child, you name it. These ladies were the entrance for other groups to stand on their shoulders, bringing forth that sweet girl group sound. And you know, this song has been ranked number 199 on Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. And this song was covered wonderfully by the Three Degrees in 1970, which, again, it became a top 30 hit. It was covered by Janis Joplin, the Shangri-Las, you name it. This song was the foundation of the girl group sound. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And you're listening to me on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm at 6 p.m. And also, this can be heard on Live 365. Make sure you check out A Bowl of Soul on Live 365. And coming up next, we're going to give you some more girl group sound. We celebrated Women's History Month. One of my favorite songs. It's simple, but it's got a I love the groove on this song by the J-Nets, talking about Sally, Go Round the Roses. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi there, this is Kathy Cousins. If you want to listen to classic soul and independent R&B music, you've reached the right place. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Some sweet soul. 3 minutes and 9 seconds of soul from the J-Nets. And again, another girl group that hailed from the Bronx, New York, with this 1963 hit, talk about Sally, Go Round the Roses. And you know, this song, I believe, was released on Chess Records. It was produced in Broadway Recording Studios in Manhattan. But an A&R man from Chess Records saw potential in this record And his name was Abner Spector. He was the A&R man for Chess Records. And this song became a hit for the J. Nels, Sally, Go Round the Roses. And this song was a hit on the R&B and the pop charts. Celebrating Women's History Month here on A Bowl of Soul. We celebrate here on A Bowl of Soul 60 years of Motown Records. Got a classic here, and I feel this group was very underrated. You know, Motown had a lot of wonderful acts that just were underrated also. They were not part of those main super groups. However, they left their legacy on the Motown label. Coming up next here on A Bowl of Soul, the Velvets, which were produced by the late Norman Whitfield. Talking about he was really saying something. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Miss Kelly. You're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Professor T. Love.
I love that song. That song just is a head bopper, boy. You know, like I said, you know, I feel that the Velvets were an underrated Motown group. And, you know, the group members consisted, one of the members actually became a member of Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, Miss Betty Kelly. And the members of the Velvets, Betty Kelly, Carolyn Gill, also Sandra Tilly, the late great Miss Sandra Tilly also became a member of Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. But the group was founded in 1961 by Barbara McNeil and Mildred Gill Arbor, and they were students at the time at Western Michigan University. And you know, the years active for the Velvets were from 1961 to 1970. And you know, the Velvets got their break chart wise in the spring of 1964, thanks to a young producer by the name at that time, Mr. Norman Whitfield, who produced Needle in a Haystack as a single for the group on the Motown's VIP Records imprint. And Needle in a Haystack reached number 45 on the Billboard Hot 100 in mid-1964, and then they followed up with this single, He Was Really Saying Something. And, you know, this song, He Was Really Saying Something, was later covered in the 80s by Bananarama. We celebrate the Velvets here on A Bowl of Soul, celebrating March is Women's History Month, and another classic soul group. I thought these ladies were phenomenal. I remember I said to you, a lot of the girl groups stand on the shoulders of the Chantels. This group, the Honeycomb, talking about we belong together. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jive York, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Terry Ferguson.
Records, the Honeycomb talking about we belong together, and the members of Honeycomb were the lead singer Edna Wright, who is the sister of Darlene Love, and Carolyn Willis and Shelley Clark, and they formed this group in 1969, and they were the first signing to the Hot Wax record label, which was owned by Holland, Dozier, and Holland after they had departed from Motown Records. And, you know, these ladies, they had previous musical experience. They weren't one of those, you know, put-together girl groups, you know, just like that. You know, these ladies had tremendous musical experience with Carolyn Willis, who was a member of Girlfriends, and you had also Miss Shelley Clark was an ex-member of the Iquettes, and Edna Wright was a member of a gospel group called the Kojiks. Now, Edna Wright and Carolyn Willis were also part-time members of Darlene Love's group, The Blossoms. And, you know, these ladies, they had been singing together for a short while when they were spotted by Eddie Holland in 1969, who recently left Motown Records along with Brian Holland and Lamont Dozier to form their own music organization called Holland, Dozier, Holland. And Holland named the act Honeycomb for a favorite flavor of ice cream. But although they were based in Los Angeles, their recordings were recorded in Detroit, Michigan. And, you know, they basically kind of was like the second generation of the Motown sound. Because remember, if you got that Holland Dozier stamp on you, you got a little bit of that Motown flavor attached to you. But Honeycomb and had a hot wax debut single called While You're Out Looking for Sugar. And that peaked at number 26 on Billboard's R&B chart, but followed up with Girls It Ain't Easy, which I love. That song I like. Reached number 8 on the same listing, and their third release, that song, Wanted, Young Man Single and Free. Now, that was Want Ads, which proved to be their biggest hit, topping both R&B and pop charts, selling over 1 million copies. And they were awarded the Gold Disc by the Record Industry Association of America in May 1971. And they just kept it up the same year. They had another number one R&B hit, 11 Pop It with Stick Up, which also sold more than 1 million units. And they continued with the success, you know. But they split before 1973 ended. And soon after that, Hot Wax folded. But Honeycomb has left their legacy on soul music, because these ladies, both, all three of them, had seasoned musical backgrounds, and they just brought that flavor with them when they sang together. And this is A Bowl of Soul celebrating Women's History Month and celebrating Honeycomb. And coming up next, this is a classic. Let me tell you, Patti LaBelle had a group. There was Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells, okay, which included Nona Hendricks, Sarah Dash, Patti LaBelle, and Cindy Burnsong. Look at that. Look at that connection. Woo! Well, anyway, Cindy Burnsong left and went to the Supremes, right, to replace Florence Ballard. But LaBelle continued, and now was, instead of just Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells, it became LaBelle. And this was off of their album called Moonshadow. This album is so, you got to get this album. That album is just so hot, with just Sarah Dash, Nona Hendricks, and the legendary Miss Patti LaBelle. All these ladies are legendary. Here on A Bowl of Soul, they're singing Sunday's News. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
It hurts for me to find
like a breath of fresh air. Talking about Sunday's news. Wow. Whoo, I like that. That's hot. You guys, see if y'all can find that on Amazon. Moonshadow from 1972 with LaBelle, Patti LaBelle, Nona Hendrix, and Sarah Dash, just giving you some sweet, sweet souls. It's beautiful. There's a lot of acoustic arrangements on that album, but it's beautiful. And we celebrate LaBelle here on A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we're going to, you know, give you something hot from the emotions. Talk about I Don't Want to Lose Your Love. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
This definitely, this song is a dance filler. I Don't Want to Lose Your Love by The Emotions from 1976. And you know, this song was written by one of The Emotions, well, two of them, Wanda Hutchison And, well, actually, Wanda Hutchinson and Jeanette Hawes, and it was produced by the late Maurice White and Charles Stefani. And this single catapulted the Emotions back onto the record charts. You know, the Emotions used to sing for the Stax record label, and as you know, Stax had folded. You know, I think Stax closed his doors, I think, in 1975 or 1976, and the Emotions went over to the Columbia Records label and were produced by members of Earth, Wind, and Fire. And this tune was number 13 and number 4 on the Billboard Hot R&B Singles and Hot Dance Club Play. And every time you put this song on, I guarantee you, people are going to be on the floor. This still sounds as fresh as when it came out, and it's like a fine wine. It just keeps getting better. You need to know, you understand, why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s. A little bit of the 60s. Thrown in with some of the 70s. Mix well with the 80s. Bring to boil with the 90s. And just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for a bowl of soul.
Kiss me, boy.
Women's History Month, celebrating legendary Miss Evelyn Champagne King, who also was born in the Bronx, New York. This single was hot, man. I remember this was playing on Kiss FM here in New York City, 98.7 Kiss. This song was on fire. It was on fire on WBLS. Personal Touch. I want to give you my personal touch from 1985. And you know this single was number 9 on the U.S. R&B chart and number 5 on the U.S. Dance Club chart. And you know, Evelyn Champagne King is solidified in the history of R&B music. And you know, one of the songs that I still think is a killer, meaning not song, but album, when she first debuted in 1977 with her song Shame, but that whole album was fire. Smooth Talk, that I Don't Know If It's Right. She has Shame. You understand? This lady has had mad hits. You know, like I said, I don't call her disco diva. I'm sorry. She is strictly straight R&B and funk. And we celebrate Miss Evelyn Champagne King here on A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, another girl group that stands on the shoulders of the Chantels. I keep telling you, a lot of these groups, they stand on the shoulders of the Chantels. Chantels basically was the first Supergirl group that broke out nationwide in 1957. Here on A Bowl of Soul, bringing you forward to the 1980s. In Vogue, talking about lies. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is Marion Marie, and you're listening to Worldwide Soul Music on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You want
those lies, y'all. They was just dropping knowledge in this song, you know, talking about husbands lying to their wives and politicians lying to the people, you know. And, you know, that's still going on, you know what I'm saying? And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we celebrate here. These ladies stand on the shoulders of the Chantels as well. In Vogue off of their debut album, Born to Sing, which was recorded in 1989, August to December, but it was released in 1990. And, you know, In Vogue, they got some really hot music. They're still going strong. They might have had some personal changes, but the core singers, there's still two core members from the original creation of In Vogue that's singing today. And we celebrate In Vogue here on A Bowl of Soul. And now we're going to go to another group, which they also, like In Vogue, were the super group of the 90s, TLC. I love these girls because TLC really was the 1990s version of the Supremes. They basically were on the hit charts just like the Supremes. And I consider TLC one of the greatest female girl group groups of all time, along with the Supremes. Here on A Bowl of Soul, talking about What About Your Friends? And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. We'll be right back.
know what? We celebrate TLC here on A Bowl of Soul. And you know, this group consisted of T.R. T-Boz Watkins, Lisa Left Eye Lopez, Rosanda, Chili Thomas. And you know, I'm going to give you some, you know, like I said, TLC sold over 65 million records worldwide. And they were ranked as the greatest female girl group, and they are number 12 on the list of 100 greatest women in music. That's why I said TLC is up there with the Supremes. And we celebrate them here on A Bowl of Soul, and we're going to give you some new music from Joss, talking about Kick It Up, celebrating Women's History Month here on A Bowl of Soul.
I just wanna cruise through the city looking good and feeling pretty cause I like it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nothing but a good time with my besties and each one of us is ready cause we like it. Yeah.
I like it. Yeah.
Holla, holla, screech, screech, ooh, beep, beep. Ooh. Pull up on me, baby. Beep. I'm wavy. More than I should though, but you already know that this is how it goes in the zone.
Oh, yeah.
We just hit the.
Dress that I'm rocking.
Just get a little soft, it's so soft. I see you looking, baby. Won't you come and shoot your shot? Show me that it's real when everybody watching. Cause the energy's popping, plus the style that we rocking. Just get a little soft, it's so soft.
Hold up, hell yeah. That's my bitch. Twerking with a tongue out. Oh my god.
Doing more than I should though. But you already know
that this is how it goes in the zone.
We just kick up.
Sip a little liquor. When I'm with my real ones, we just kick up. Yeah, we on a wave. Let's make a play. Can you feel me? Ooh, cruising through the streets with my day one cheese. Hold up. Can you feel me? Ooh, ooh, ooh. We just kicking up, kicking up.
New music by Joss talking about Kick Up. Make sure you support Joss, J-A-S, by purchasing her single on iTunes and on Amazon.com, as well as SoundCloud. And we celebrate Joss here on A Bowl of Soul. Celebrating March is Women's History Month. And I'm going to leave you with some new music from Kathy Cousins. This is her smooth jazz single, talking about Put the Voodoo on Me. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You must put the voodoo on me. You must cast a spell. Yeah.
way you got me loving you, boo. Ain't no tongue can tell. No, no, no. Yeah, you must put the voodoo on me to make a love so strong. Yes, you did. You must sprinkle dust all around my bed. Must have had just at a glance, you put me in a trance. When I look in your eyes, I wonder how they hypnotize. Must put the voodoo on me. You must have cast a spell. Yes, you did. The way you got me loving you, ain't no tongue can tell. Give it to me now. Put the voodoo on me. You must have cast a spell. Yes, you did. The way you got me loving you, ain't no tongue can tell. No, no, no. Ah, you must have been a burning candles to make a love. All around my bed, you must have had a black cat bone. Mm-mm-mm. When I'm talking to myself, I hear you in my head, and every time I go to sleep, I feel you in my bed. You must put the voodoo on me.
You put the voodoo on me from Miss Kathy Cousins. And you know, this is with Kathy Cousins and the Detroit Memphis Experience. Wow. This was recorded in Detroit, Michigan. You know, Detroit really is the heart of soul music, you know. And growing up here in New York, you know, we all were influenced by what was coming out of the Motor City. And, you know, and definitely me growing up here, house music also came out of Chicago and Detroit, you know. But this was recorded in Detroit and produced by Paul Randolph of Jazzanova and Kamal Kenyatta, who worked with Gregory Porter, another hot artist. This track is deeper Motor City blues funk element using old school R&B, keeping the swampy spirit of New Orleans. Make sure you support Kathy Cousins on this hot single. Talk about Put the Voodoo on Me. Make sure you check it out. See if you can get it on iTunes or Amazon.com. And we celebrate Kathy Cousins because March is Women's History Month. And we're bringing you to the end of A Bowl of Soul. And I hope you enjoyed this segment of A Bowl of Soul because, you know, A Bowl of Soul is about connecting the dots, starting from old school and bringing it forward to the millennium, which this is. We are 19 years into the millennium, which is amazing to me. But definitely, we celebrate women and we celebrate all the fabulous women, and we all stand on the shoulders of great women, and a lot of these artists stand on the shoulders of great women as well in classic soul and R&B, new R&B. And definitely, as I said to you before, the first Supergirl group was the Chantels from the Bronx, New York, and I have pride in that because I'm from the Bronx, New York. But a lot of your Supergirl groups stand on their shoulders, and they were the first Supergirl group. I hope you enjoyed this segment of A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you catch up with me on A Bowl of Soul, A Mixture of Soul Music on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul. You can also hear A Bowl of Soul on my website, my podcast, on www.abowlofsoul.com. Make sure you catch up with A Bowl of Soul right here on Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. And make sure you catch me with 24 hours, 365 days in a year, 7 days a week of soul music on Live 365. And I want to thank everyone that's listening to Live 365. And now we catching fire in Brazil and catching fire in Russia, you know, and catching fire in Argentina. And I want to thank all of the listeners of the United States. I love y'all because we are a great country as well. And Canada as well. The world in total, I love you. And thank you. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.